This is the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's Laura Reagan, LCSWC, with today's episode.
Hi, and welcome to the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast. I'm Laura Reagan, LCSWC, and my guest today on the podcast is Tiffany Goyer of Los Angeles, California. Very excited to have Tiffany here. She is a marriage and family therapist, life coach, practitioner of neuroemotional technique, also called NET, and a studier of Kundalini and Hatha Yoga, who brings together a wealth of healing modalities in her work to synchronize mind, body, and spirit. Tiffany works with overgiving women around the world to replace their self-limiting fears with vibrant, flourishing, healthy confidence. Because when you feel irresistible to yourself, anything is possible. That is sure true. Tiffany founded the Women's Find Your Flourish retreats because true transformation happens when we tap into the reservoir of truth that is the authentic self. In September, Tiffany is journeying with a group of women for her retreat in the south of France. And I was very excited that she agreed to be interviewed here on the podcast because I think the things that Tiffany is doing in her practice are fascinating and wanted to learn more. I thought that my audience would enjoy hearing about it too, particularly the retreat. So the big retreat in September. So thank you, Tiffany, for being here today.
Thank you, Laura. I'm really excited to be part of your podcast, and I appreciate your interest in what I'm doing.
Thanks. So to start off, can you tell us more about your background as a marriage and family therapist?
Yes. Well, I started my practice up 13 years ago now, and I see couples as well as individuals in my practice. And over the years, my practice has shifted a little bit to incorporate a little bit more of a holistic and integrative type of modality. So meaning basically that I help my clients integrate changes on both a level of cognitive, so the mind, and somatic, meaning the body levels, so that they can move towards a more wholly satisfying life. And what I've seen over the years is that true transformation really happens when we integrate healing between the body, mind, and spirit levels, and when we're really looking at all three of those levels in terms of what works for us. And so I've decided to integrate some different sorts of practices other than just talk therapy, to help people really make the changes that they're looking for so that they can have these meaningful relationships with first themselves, with others, and also in their work life.
I love that. So, and that's very much similar to the way I practice, although I don't do yoga with my clients. I wish I could. And I would love to hear more about how do you use Kundalini and Hatha Yoga in your practice?
Well, you know, thank you. And I want to say, I know that we have similar interests in mind. So I just love talking to like-minded people who are, you know, interested in kind of looking at the mind and body connection and, more of our kind of a soul self and what that sort of means. So it's great to have another therapist to connect with who, is interested on that, that level of healing. But, how I use the yoga in my practice is mainly what I do in the therapy room is I help people with anxiety learn how to breathe. And there's lots of different, in yoga we call it pranayama, breath work, that can help with different things. So if someone is feeling really anxious, there's breath work that helps to really calm them. If someone's feeling depressed and has kind of low energy or low mood, there's energy that can help kind of revitalize them and help energize them. And so I kind of look at what is going on with a client, and then we will do a particular kind of breath work in the session that will help them, that they can use outside of the therapy room and kind of call upon as they need it in their daily life. So I will actually teach them that breath work in the office, and they can use it outside of the office as well. And so the breath work is one main component that I use with the yoga. Also, what we talk about a lot is meditation. And you know, meditation can simply be the breath work. Sitting down maybe in the morning or in the evening before they go to sleep or when they wake up, and doing even just 3 minutes of breath work a day can really be helpful and useful to them. And then they can kind of call upon that if they need it throughout the day, they're feeling stressed or whatever's going on for them. And so the meditation can be breath work. The meditation can also be more of a guided meditation that they do, where there's certain types of meditations in Kundalini yoga. For instance, I'm right now leading the last retreat that I had. I had a day retreat just a few weeks ago, and we're all doing a 40-day meditation together. And this meditation is specifically called Beaming and Creating Your Future. And so in this particular meditation, what we do is there's three parts. The first part is simply breath work. The second part is thinking about anything that's distressing in your life and bringing it to a point of zero. And then the third part is imagining one word or one situation that you would like to kind of cultivate and see for your future or for that day, just that day even, in your life, and meditating on that. So there's lots of different meditations to choose from. That's just one example. There's also something very simplistic when someone is first starting out learning how to meditate, because a lot of people say, well, I don't know, what is this like? And so we'll talk about it in the office about like what will work for them, and we'll find something that's appropriate and tailored towards each client that I'm working with. But even simply just starting, if someone has never meditated before, starting with lighting a candle and looking at that flame and meditating on just their own breath and focusing their mind on that one point, that flame, can be really helpful. So just kind of slowing down their minds and connecting, reconnecting with themselves in that way can be really, really powerful. So I know this is a long answer to your question, but usually what I use in the therapy office is the meditation and the breath work. Now, sometimes we will actually get up and do a little bit of movement. There is one particular breath work that I really love, which is called Breath of Joy, which actually incorporates your body and some movement. It's very simple. It's kind of like you're conducting an orchestra, and you use that movement with your arms and some breath work and a little bit of chanting, or chanting is a strong word, sometimes people don't understand, but just even like as you release that energy, it's just coming down and saying ha and letting that out, and just kind of moving the body and getting the stagnant energy that sometimes we have in our bodies, just moving that out. So something like the Breath of Joy really helps them to do that. And so there's little movements that we can do in the therapy office that can really help them, that they can also use during the day and call upon if they're feeling stressed. So those are the main ways that I help them in the therapy office.
That's wonderful. I so appreciate that you shared some specific examples, because I think as therapists, we often will tell our clients, you know, yoga could be helpful, or do you meditate? But we're not always comfortable showing them how. And then, you know, the client doesn't implement it and it's like, why aren't they doing what I suggested? But if they don't know how and you show them, I think that's such a trust thing to do something, asking a client, can you try something a little bit different? You know, are you willing to give this a try with me? And I think it builds such a great connection when, you know, we as therapists are willing to try different things that we know will be helpful and demonstrate them so that clients can understand how to do them and do them on their own later.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it's really helpful as well because then they have an experience of it. And talking about something and then actually experiencing something are two different things. So that's really why I bring it into the office in the way that I do. I used to, you know, do what you're saying is just kind of suggest, well, yoga would be really helpful for you. And, you know, here's all sorts of research as to why it is helpful. And you can check out this book and this study and this and that. And then it just kind of goes in one ear and out the other because they haven't had that actual experience of it. But when they actually do have the experience of it, you know, they kind of light up and they realize, oh, wow, this actually does really help. And I can use these things when I'm not in the office, which I think is so helpful so that clients don't feel as if they have to, you know, have us there to facilitate their healing, that they can actually be empowered by some of these tools and use these on their own outside and feel like they can help and really heal themselves and kind of take that ownership back.
Yes, instead of that idea that the only time I can feel this healing is during my therapy sessions, and when I'm not there, I don't have access to that. And, you know, the idea that we can use our own bodies to calm our nervous system is, how empowering is that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really exciting. I just had a client yesterday who is partaking in this 40-day meditation, and it was really inspiring to see how empowered she felt, and all sorts of new ideas that came to mind for her that she hadn't even really imagined for herself with this meditation about kind of envisioning and dreaming about your future and things that we really couldn't have gotten to as easily or accessed within her as easily rather than if she hadn't been doing that meditation on her own and kind of in that really calm space of allowing herself to dream about her future. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really amazing to see these changes in how people feel about themselves when they're able to incorporate these things on their own.
Therapists, we've all had that moment. You wake up in the middle of the night, oh my gosh, did I do my notes? Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore when you use Therapy Notes. Therapy Notes makes it easy to write your notes, get them done quickly, but thoroughly. My group practice has used Therapy Notes for 6 years, and everyone always finds it easy to use. But the best thing is, if you do need help, you can call their customer service number and a person answers the phone. And anytime I've ever had to use it, which is maybe 3 times in the past 6 years, my issue has been resolved easily with a cheerful demeanor in 15 minutes or less. So I highly recommend Therapy Notes. And don't forget, go to therapynotes.com and use promo code CHAT to get 2 free months. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is the EMDR therapy training brainchild of Dr. Jamie Marich, a clinician and author who's on a mission to confront stigma around mental health, trauma, and dissociation. The Institute, informed by Jamie's work, teaches a somatic, expressive, bottom-up approach to EMDR therapy that does not treat dissociation like a dirty word. ICM empowers their students to navigate dissociation as a normal response to trauma and stress when it shows up. Dr. Jamie Marich is out and proud on various levels about her own recovery and is a strong believer in the healing capacities of EMDR therapy and helping our clients to heal from the impact of trauma. I and two of my team members have been trained by the Institute for Creative Mindfulness directly with Jamie, and I was impressed with how dissociation really was treated as just a normal aspect of trauma therapy work, which it is. Both Jamie and the consultants were matter of fact about if and when dissociation arises, it's okay, it's normal, and here's how you can help the client in that situation. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is offering a coupon code to save 15% off any program offered by ICM. This includes their EMDR therapy basic training programs and a wide variety of their home study, advanced topics, and other CE offerings. Go to instituteforcreativemindfulness.com and use promo code 15OFF for listeners. There's a link in the show notes. You can copy the promo code and use the link right there in the show notes to make it easy.
We all know that small actions can make a big difference in our lives. I know for me, I can be in a terrible mood, go out somewhere and see a stranger, make eye contact and just smile at them and find suddenly I feel good. Whether it's practicing mindfulness a few minutes each day, movement practices, small actions can have big benefits, like how taking care of your gut can support whole body health. Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. Your body is an ecosystem, and great health starts in the gut. Your gut is a central hub for various pathways through the body, and a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, our immune systems, and more. Trust your gut with Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/living and use code 25LIVING to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/living, code 25LIVING.
Another thing is that someone may have a meditation practice, and the things they notice and the shifts that occur, they may come to their next therapy session and say, this happened when I was meditating. It was so powerful, and that can be a really great moment. But I think when you're creating that safe space to have a place to discuss these things, it makes it different, you know, in terms of your 40-day meditation group, because you know, when you are meditating, if I am meditating, it's not like I go talking with my friends later, oh, wow, today when I was meditating, this happened. I might share it with the people that I am the closest with if it's something really significant and relevant that they would be interested in. But, you know, it's pretty personal. So I think creating that safe space to and container where it's, that's the purpose of it, is that everyone's doing this and people can go, wow, this happened. And other people are interested and care about that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting because, you know, if we get into a meditation practice or trying that, or we're new at it, a lot of times people, you know, think, oh, I'm not doing this right, or it's supposed to be this way, or I'm not supposed to be having any thoughts at all,
right?
You know, and that's just so not true. I mean, even if you are an advanced, you know, person who's been meditating for years, your mind might be all over the place one day, and then the next day it might be really calm. And so having a place to kind of share that with someone that you trust and get feedback from them and explore and, you know, kind of grow with the experiences that you are having in your practice, I think can be really useful for clients and can help them kind of get on a path that feels right to them and help them explore some of the ideas or concepts that come up for them. Whether it's successes that they're having in their meditation or barriers or obstacles that they're experiencing, but just having that open dialogue can be really helpful in helping them take care of themselves and get centered on a daily basis and bring that sort of awareness and that sort of cultivation of that relationship to themselves and to their daily life that can be really profound and help them for years and years to come.
Yes. Thank you for sharing about that. When I think about people doing yoga therapy or yoga in the therapy session, in my mind, I just picture my office space, which isn't huge, and, you know, trying to do yoga on the floor in that space. You know, that's what comes to mind. It's like, oh, that wouldn't work. But, you know, I understand now that it's not really, I mean, I guess it could be that, but it's not really like you're in a yoga studio doing a series of postures. You're more using the breath and meditation and other concepts of yoga and some movement, but not, you know, doing
not a
lot. Whole series of sun salutations or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, no, and I think that that's one of the things that can be challenging when we think about yoga therapy and what that is. It might look like what a yoga teacher would be doing mm-hmm. with their one-on-one clients, and it doesn't necessarily look like that in the therapy office. So it's, I think, good for therapists to know that they can take some of the concepts from yoga and from mindfulness and use that in their office in a way that's accessible and that works.
Yeah. And it's also good for potential clients to understand that mm-hmm. they don't have to be, you know, a yogi to be able to benefit from yoga in a therapy session, because other clients, you know, if someone is maybe doesn't have a regular practice of exercise and they don't feel good about their body, and I mention yoga, they're typically like, I can't do that, you know, I'm not in shape, and you know,
exactly, yeah. And to know that you know, you don't even have to have taken a yoga class in order to benefit from some of these things and for it to work from you. So kind of taking the scariness, you know, maybe out of, or the apprehensiveness out of what that means. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. Thanks for demystifying.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be of service.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you also about neuroemotional technique, because I am not familiar with that. Can you share a little bit about what that is?
Yes. So neuroemotional technique, or NET, is a mind-body stress reduction technique that accesses the subconscious part of the brain. So, you know, we have the neocortex, which is the thinking part of the brain, and then we have that mammalian part of the brain, which is the feeling brain, and it's mostly subconscious. And then we have that reptilian part of the brain, which is completely unconscious, and that's our survival instincts and our fight or flight response and our heartbeat and that sort of thing. And in talk therapy, usually we're using our neocortex, you know, our thinking part of the brain, to talk about the things that are going on in our lives or to try to find solutions with them. And how NET works is it accesses that subconscious part of the brain, that feeling brain, and helps us do the emotional healing work from there. So, you know, we can surmise in therapy and talking about things all we want to about why we think someone is experiencing a block or having a really difficult time with a situation. But with NET, there's actually 15 steps that we go through, which include actual muscle testing and certain acupressure points and meridian points that are all related to different feelings and different organs in our body where emotion can be stored. And once we identify where that is in the body, then we can actually hold the points, the emotional points, and do the releasing of the emotion on a physiological level. So it kind of takes the guesswork out of why clients are stuck in a particular place. And we kind of get right to the core of what the issue is. And sometimes it's not even related to something we could have potentially thought it was related to. It might be related to something that, you know, your second grade teacher told you or scolded you about or made you feel like you weren't smart or not good enough in some sort of way. And what happens is that mammalian part of our brain, that feeling part of our brain, it doesn't know that there is a today, tomorrow, or a yesterday. everything that ever was simply is in that part of our brain. Mm. So what happens is when we're going through life and we, you know, have a new situation that arises, let's say we want to have our own business in life. That might actually be bringing up some conditioned response that we had before. And because the mammalian part of the brain, that subconscious part, that feeling brain, doesn't kind of discriminate like, oh, that happened years ago, that has nothing to do with today, it brings up that physiological response to that previous situation. And so sometimes it causes us to get blocked, and it's almost like our neural pathways are kind of crossed or stuck in that one area. And so what the NET does is release the physiological effect of that emotion so that the neural pathways can be opened up. So often what happens is, people will say, if we're doing something, let's say we're doing NET and I'm starting being congruent or okay with their goals in regards to whatever it is, maybe starting their own business or, you know, letting go of fear and anxiety or whatever it happens to be. We do NET on it to get them kind of okay with what is and okay with what they want the future to look like for themselves, or okay with a past experience that they've had. And then they come back the next week and they say, oh, you know, I had all these different ideas about what I could do. And, you know, I had never even thought about the possibility of doing that until, you know, we did the emotional clearing work with the NET. They also report feeling like a weight has been lifted and lighter about certain situations. So even if we've been talking about things and processing things in talk therapy for quite a while, and they have a lot of insight around that, the NET just kind of allows them to say, you know, that doesn't feel like it's so bothersome anymore. Even though I have insight and understanding around it, it was still bothersome to them. But once we did the NET work, they just feel a lightness around a lot of the issues that we've been talking about and dealing with. So it's really, really powerful.
Yeah, it sounds really amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I could talk about it for hours, so I won't go too much more into it. But and I can get really technical about how it works, and so I won't do that. But more than I have already done, but it's really incredible work, and I would encourage anyone to just check it out and see what it's about and give it a try and see how it feels to them, because it is different. So I always tell people, whether it's clients or therapists or whoever else, give it at least 3 sessions to see how it feels, because I know for myself, when I thought about muscle testing and acupressure points, I thought, what is this? You know, this isn't something that I'm used to, and it was very outside of the box of what I was used to seeing work, sort of like along the lines of EMDR and EFT. But it's really, really powerful, and so that really helps clients move through blocks a lot more quickly than just sometimes what talk therapy can do. So it's really exciting to have that as an adjunct to therapy clients and also coaching clients.
I don't know if you would know off the top of your head, but is there a website where people can get more information about NET?
Yes. You can check out my website just for a little blurb on it. And then I have some information on a couple of my blogs about NET, and that's, you can check it out at www.findyourflourish.com. Okay. And then the NET website will go into a little bit more explanation of how it works. And there's several different principles that contribute to how it works. And that is netmindbody.com.
Okay. Great. And I'll put these links in the notes of today's show. Thank you for sharing that. And you mentioned your coaching, so I did want to switch gears a little bit and talk about Find Your Flourish. So can you tell me more about Find Your Flourish? What is it? What do you do? How does it work?
Yes, I would love to. I get really excited about this topic. So Find Your Flourish I like to call it the Find Flourish movement, really. I mean, I do programs and retreats along these lines, but what it really is about is connecting again to your authentic core. So not your personality self or your persona self, but cultivating that relationship to that authentic true self. So, you know, if you will, your soul self. And really accepting yourself, where you are at, you know, cultivating that love for yourself, reminding yourself that you are worthy, of living a fully expressed life and having meaningful relationships with yourselves and others, of experiencing joy, confidence, you know, radiance, juiciness, and love and abundance in your life. And what I found over the years in working with my clients is that they were, you know, not feeling good about themselves in one way or another. And they were looking for their own self-worth outside of themselves. Mm. And what I kind of recognize as the remedy for that is really that connection with that true self again. And coming from a space of love for yourself and appreciation from yourself and defining your own worth for yourself and really kind of taking back that power. And I think, you know, I look at little kids and the way that they are in their lives and before they are really socialized, they're really in touch with that true self. And, you know, as we grow and, we deal with the stresses of our lives or our past experiences or, you know, our present experiences, you know, we kind of lose touch sometimes with that. So mm-hmm. the Find Your Flourish movement is all about getting back in touch with that authentic self and really feeling empowered and getting to a place where you feel almost irresistible to yourself. Because I believe that when you feel that way, that anything is possible in your life. So the Find Your Flourish movement is really about getting back to that relationship with yourself. And then from that place, dreaming about what your true, you know, purpose is in life, what your true desires are for yourself. And I think a lot of times in my work with overgiving and overachieving women and men and couples, you know, we lose touch with that. And we think that it's not okay to have, you know, dreams and desires or to have any needs. And of course, we all have needs as human beings. And just getting to a space where it's okay to have needs, it's okay to have desires, it's okay to have dreams, and to want to have a fulfilling, meaningful, beautiful life. And, you know, we kind of sometimes steer off the path of the life that we really want to live because we're not in touch with that authentic self. So I look at that cultivation of that relationship with the authentic self as sort of our compass in life that will not steer us wrong if we are in touch with that. And we might get off base a little bit, but if we have that relationship to that authentic core, it's really hard to get off track. And so you don't wake up one day and just say, oh, you know, I don't understand why I'm here or why I'm in this relationship or why I'm in this job. I'm not, you know, feeling fulfilled. It's a way to kind of help us stay connected to that core so that we can be living our life to the fullest and being as happy as we possibly can be and having that meaningful connection with ourselves and others.
The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is the EMDR therapy training brainchild of Dr. Jamie Marriage, a clinician and author who's on a mission to confront stigma around mental health, trauma, and dissociation. The Institute, informed by Jamie's work, teaches a somatic, expressive, bottom-up approach to EMDR therapy that does not treat dissociation like a dirty word. ICM empowers their students to navigate dissociation as a normal response to trauma and stress when it shows up. Dr. Jamie Marriage is out and proud on various levels about her own recovery and is a strong believer in the healing capacities of EMDR therapy and helping our clients to heal from the impact of trauma. I and two of my team members have been trained by the Institute for Creative Mindfulness directly with Jamie, and I was impressed with how dissociation really was treated as just a normal aspect of trauma therapy work, which it is. Both Jamie and the consultants were matter of fact about if and when dissociation arises, it's okay, it's normal, and here's how you can help the client in that situation. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is offering a coupon code to save 15% off any program offered by ICM. This includes their EMDR therapy basic training programs and a wide variety of their home study, advanced topics, and other CE offerings. Go to instituteforcreativemindfulness.com and use promo code 15OFF for listeners. There's a link in the show notes. You can copy the promo code and use the link right there in the show notes to make it easy.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? It can be a struggle to find comfort in your body with night sweats, hot flashes, and so many other uncomfortable symptoms. Hormone Harmony is a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, created by Happy Mammoth. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout women's lives. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CHAT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CHAT for 15% off today.
The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is the EMDR therapy training brainchild of Dr. Jamie Marriage, a clinician and author who's on a mission to confront stigma around mental health, trauma, and dissociation. The Institute, informed by Jamie's work, teaches a somatic, expressive, bottom-up approach to EMDR therapy that does not treat dissociation like a dirty word. ICM empowers their students to navigate dissociation as a normal response to trauma and stress when it shows up. Dr. Jamie Marriage is out and proud on various levels about her own recovery and is a strong believer in the healing capacities of EMDR therapy and helping our clients to heal from the impact of trauma. I and two of my team members have been trained by the Institute for Creative Mindfulness directly with Jamie, and I was impressed with how dissociation really was treated as just a normal aspect of trauma therapy work, which it is. Both Jamie and the consultants were matter of fact about if and when dissociation arises, it's okay, it's normal, and here's how you can help the client in that situation. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is offering a coupon code to save 15% off any program offered by ICM. This includes their EMDR therapy basic training programs and a wide variety of their home study, advanced topics, and other CE offerings. Go to instituteforcreativemindfulness.com and use promo code 15OFF for listeners. There's a link in the show notes. You can copy the promo code and use the link right there in the show notes to make it easy.
When you have that connection, it's like the joy that you can feel. It's so, there's not all this stuff clouding it. It's just clear, you know. I like how you said it's a compass because it guides you to living your life in a way that is fulfilling for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
So, yeah, thank you. And, you know, what I didn't mention about it is, again, with the Find Your Flourish retreats and programs, we're really looking at mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. So we're doing some yoga, we're doing some meditation breath work, doing some NET to remove the blocks, and really focusing on, like, what are the goals and what are the dreams that you have for yourself, and how can we get you kind of congruent with those and let go of all the fear and anxiety that you have around, you know, showing up in your life in this big and bright way, rather than kind of hiding and kind of downplaying your special gifts that you have. So it can be really powerful to do work on that level. And so more than just talking about things, we're having an experience of them. With the Find Your Flourish retreats and programs, it's experiencing what it feels like to let go of anxiety and fear in your body rather than, cognitively.
From a thinking place, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it sounds wonderful. And I want to be sure that you tell us about your big retreat, which is coming up in September 2015.
Yes, so I'm really excited about this retreat. So, I feel that one of my missions in life is being committed to a world, where women never forget that their dreams and goals and aspirations really, really matter. Mm-hmm. And taking the time to cultivate your life's purpose is important. So what I'm wanting to do with the retreats is to help people create a new perspective of themselves and their lives. And the best way I know how to do that is to travel and kind of get out of your comfort zone and get away from all of the things that are your responsibilities in your everyday life or your ideas of how you have to be because of the different roles that you have in life, like mother and your profession, wife, whatever it may be. And we really get a chance to kind of slow down and reconnect with that authentic self and dream and build in a group of like-minded women. And I think a big piece of the retreats too is that community building and taking time to really nourish your soul. And, for me, I think I've seen that travel helps people to kind of fall in love with their life again, appreciate who they really are away from that daily routine, and just take a step back and perhaps even reinvent part of themselves, longing for change and growth, and get inspired to create. And of course, within this is self-care, time for exploring and relaxing and relishing in nature, new cultures. And so the retreat is going to be a week. We're going to be in the south of France. I personally love the south of France. I think that it's just an enlivening experience for all of the senses, and you can't help but sort of be when you're in the south of France rather than do. So that was one of my intentions for picking this location for the retreat. So we're going to be together for six nights, and we have a private villa in the south of France in Nice, which is very close to a lot of different other kind of famous cities like Antibes, Monaco, and Saint-Paul-de-Vence, and Cannes, and we're just going to explore. And I asked the women who are coming to keep in mind one dream, one goal, one desire that they want to start to manifest a while on the retreat, and then when they come home, and we'll be doing some of that NET work to release the blocks around that and to get them congruent with their bigger dreams and desires and goals. And in the mornings, we'll be greeting the day with yoga and meditation, and we'll also be closing with meditation in the evenings and doing a little bit of group work together, which is always helpful because a lot of us go through life thinking that we're the only ones experiencing what we're experiencing. Mm-hmm. But then when we get in a group, we realize, and we start talking about some of these issues, we realize that we're all really very, very similar and very connected and going through a lot of the same similar things. And so the women themselves can be a huge support to each other during this process, which is really, really nice. So, and then we have three excursions planned to some of these really amazing different locations. So, I think it's going to be really transformative, and the women who are coming are really excited and inspired about, what it is that they have in mind for themselves as their goal, and really coming home and using the things that they learn on the retreat, to start to implement this new part of their lives. So,
oh, it sounds incredible. I wish I were going.
I really wish I were going.
But do you have space for any more women to join this? I'm hoping that this podcast will air before that date. So if there is any space, I would want people to know how to get in touch with you for that.
There is space. I've got 5 more spaces left, and I do have 2 spaces actually for speakers at the retreat as well. So whether you're interested in coming as a retreater or coming as a guest speaker, do let me know. You can contact me at the findyourflourish.com. I also have a Find Your Flourish Women's group Facebook page that people can use to connect in right away for tips on how to turn their kind of inner warrior into their inner warrior. And that's where we're doing 40-day meditation together as a group. And so they can get kind of tips and inspiration right now. So I'd be happy to speak with anyone who's interested in coming along on the retreat and giving them a little bit more information about how to go about signing up.
Wonderful. Well, I think it's a beautiful, it sounds like it's going to be a beautiful, amazing experience. And I know you also offer shorter retreats in Los Angeles as well, but this one is very special and I hope you'll offer it again after September. I hope it'll be a big success.
Thank you. Yes, my plan is to do that. So I'd love to at least be able to do that once a year. And at the same time, part of my own self-care, too, is going to be staying in France for at least a month and taking some time to kind of rejuvenate and replenish and recharge myself as well after the retreat. So I'm really looking forward to that and being able to kind of model that for other people.
Yes, it's so necessary for us to take care of ourselves before we can take care of anyone as a client, mother, friend, partner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that just makes me think of one other thing too, which I feel is so important. And I think you will totally agree knowing the work that you're doing with people in your practice, but is the idea that if we actually take care of our needs first and we put that as the priority, we can really show up in this new and bigger way for the people that we love in our lives and allowing that to be okay.
Yeah. It can be so hard to put ourselves first, and it's so necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and our relationships with other people really flourish when we're able to do that. And sometimes I feel that concept, especially for women, can be very confusing because we're used to being the caretakers and the caregivers and, you know, sacrificing ourselves to put others ahead of us. But we really can show up in a bigger and better way for people that we love in our lives if we are being mindful of our own self-care and our own needs.
That's so true. Well, Tiffany, it's been a delight to have you on today. Thank you so much for taking the time to share about what you're doing. I think that people are going to find it really interesting. I certainly did. And I look forward to maybe next year coming along on one of your retreats since I can't do it this year. But I hope that some of our listeners will be inspired to check out your website, and I'll be sure, again, to put that in the show notes so that they know how to get in touch with you.
Thank you, Laura. I would really, really love to have you be a part of the retreats as well. And the work that you're doing with your clients and is just really inspirational. And so I would love for you to be able to share what you're doing also with the women that I'm working with as well.
Thank you. That's so kind. All right.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it was a pleasure. And that is the podcast for today. So be sure to check out the website for all the show notes. And until next time, this has been the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more, visit Laura's website, www.lauraregan.com.